and he'd take his time. And, no, he did it 3 weeks before he passed away. And he was just fine, you know, and I mean...
This is your brother or your father?
No, my father. But he's my brother's stenographer. And he just came up, my father spent a week here with me, and every morning when it was cool, see that's on the west side, she'd come over and she would take shorthand down. And he would quietly sit out there and talk to her. And about 3 weeks later, he passed away. And that's how a lot of that was...
These records are better.
Yeah. And, of course, you don't know anything about Texas history, I imagine. But we had, you know... So you see, my grandfather was the last Union man to leave Brownsville, so he crossed the Rio Grande on a bale of cotton, Brownsville of Anna Morris.
Tell me about that, about the Union people being here.
Well, yeah, they were the Northern soldiers. That's like you all, you're from the South, of course, yeah. And so my grandfather was from New York, and he didn't dare fight against the South, and he didn't want to fight, so he got over the newspaper. And I know my grandmother had only two children, my mother and a son.
Is that why they came to Brownsville? Or they were
on a different... No, that was way, my grandmother was a little girl when she came, you know. And when, so, she'd been there many years. I've even forgotten my history. 65, 64 was the,
61 to 65.
Yeah. And one of the last battles of the Civil War was fought 3 weeks after the war was over. Resaca de las Palmas, right near Brownsville, and we didn't know, you see, no communications, you see, we didn't have telegraphs.
So you didn't know the war was over?
Yeah, the war was over. The last battle was fought 3 weeks after the war was over. I remember that in history and going to school. But there's a lot of history, and there's a lot of books have been written. And, I'm sorry. And we had a lot of little boats, you know, and the Bessie. And Bessie the Bell, my father had, he got the bell off the Bessie. They were dismantling it. So he used it on the plantation to call the workmen to work and to stop. And he had little houses built for the workmen, you know. And so this bell now rests in a Catholic church, St. Joseph's, the waiter, down on 23rd Street, that other big street that goes down to the Hidalgo. Mm-hmm. And St. Joseph's, the waiter, and they tell the story, the historic old bell which rang out in the new church. And this is out of the Monitor in 67. And that bell, this is a Mexican man, that,
The Bessie was a steamboat?
Yeah, a paddle, a wheel.
Yeah.
And they'd bring out groceries and things there. I can remember a little girl, I'd run down to the river barefooted to watch the Bessie come in. I can remember that.
Well, you said that your grandfather went across the river on a bale of cotton.
My grandfather.
Why was that?
Well, you see, they were living in Brownsville. He was married, you see. They had two children, my mother and an uncle named John. And the Union soldiers, the Northern soldiers, they were, you know, they were right there. They were right at the hills. And so our grandfather had already sent my mother, you see, a lot of the women were sent to Mexico because they were safer there than with the soldiers. And some of the children were born over there. The women were pregnant. But my grandmother was not pregnant, fortunately. And so father waited until they were right there at the edge of town.
Who was at the edge of town?
Huh?
The Southern soldiers.